I don't think that the advanced degree by itself will be sufficient, but it is necessary in my mind.
Today we have a special treat for all of you because we are going to share our first ever two-part episode. In part one, Paulo and I discuss whether we think UX researchers should have advanced degrees. And in part two, we start to dig deeper and explore the hidden values that we harbor that are driving our opinions. And there's a lot of nuance that we tried to get across in this, so make sure you listen to both episodes. Enjoy. Paulo!
Joe, my friend.
How's it going?
Good, you?
Ah, pretty good. What do you want to talk about today?
I want to talk about UXR and degrees.
Oh, degrees. What about degrees?
Well, listen, I have a question for you.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, shoot.
So imagine you are looking for a dentist. Mm-hmm. Does it matter to you that that person has a degree?
Yeah, it does.
Now imagine instead that you need to call a plumber or an electrician. Does it matter? A degree, does it matter in this case that a person has a degree?
If I was trying to find a plumber, no. I wouldn't care if they had a degree.
All right, so what's the difference? Why in one case yes, in one case no?
Good question. Well, when it comes to the plumber, I would want them to be licensed. So, licensed and insurance, like they have insurance. So I want to know if something wrong happens, you know, essentially they can pay for like any mistakes that they made. When it comes to a dentist, I also want to make sure they have a license, like they're safe. They know what they're doing. They're safe to perform surgery in my mouth.
I see. Now, think about, I ask you the same question. If you were to hire a UXR researcher, does it matter that that person has a degree?
No, I don't think so.
Huh. So you think that the UXR person is closer to a plumber job or electrician job than it is to a profession like a dentist?
I do think conceptually of a researcher being more like a plumber, because they're working on a system. They're working on a system that's not my body. The dentist, they're working on my body. The system in both of these cases is either my house or some software that I have. But I would say that, you know, you asked, does it matter if they have a degree? In some cases, you might want a degree. So if I need certain type of like very heavy quantitative work, I'm probably going to want an expert who very likely might have a PhD, but not for all of UX research. I don't need a PhD for all of that. There are other attributes that I would also consider.
But UXR is research in general is considered a high skill labor, right? And so part of the reason why it is high skill is because it requires time and effort to acquire those skills, right?
Sure, yeah.
And so...
But that is true of plumber, too. It is also high skill, and you need time and effort to be a good plumber. Like, I don't want a brand new plumber doesn't know what they're doing to work on my house for the first time. That's
true. But and then, isn't the case that if you get someone that has a researcher that has a degree, you know that that person has gone through some training. It is not a brand new plumber in a sense.
So the tricky thing is experience, right? So there's a difference between somebody straight out with PhD versus someone who's been working in the field for 10 years. And in those cases, like, I might favor one over the other.
That's a good point. I agree. The experience here is a third factor entering into this discussion, right? I agree. I would take someone who has experience matters a lot, and potentially matters more than a degree. Potentially,
yeah. Because, you know, the thing with experience is, the question is, does somebody with experience know how to land impact more? in an environment, for example, a software environment. But yeah, I think some of these start to trade off. You might not necessarily always need that degree. There might be other things that are more attractive.
Yeah, yeah. But I still think that if you are in a situation where you need to hire a researcher, you want someone that has a degree, unless you find someone that has a lot of experience, right? That's one of the, you need that kind of signal somewhere, that person has gone through some training, either formal through a degree or through the job, so through experience. But precisely because you don't want to be in a situation, most of the times, you don't want to be in a situation where you hire someone who's brand new and untested.
I'm curious. Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
When you say degree, are you thinking about a specific degree, like a bachelor's degree or a master's degree or a PhD? Or what do you have in mind when you talk about degree?
So here it matters, in my mind, at least it matters a lot of the positions that you, for a researcher, that the researcher is going to take. So if it's a entry-level position, and I don't imagine that necessarily requiring a PhD. I can see exceptions, a highly specialized, you mentioned some of the highly specialized roles, different, but someone that is more focused, for example, on statistical analysis, right? But I don't even know if that would be a researcher or more data science, to be quite honest. But those, I can see some exceptions. But in general, I wouldn't say that an entry-level role and in a, as a researcher will requires a advanced degree.
Okay. And so I think I agree with you on that. And when you say advanced degree, do you mean master's and PhD? Or
yeah,
just
master's
PhD?
And PhD, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I would say so. I mean, everything else equal, we prefer someone probably that has maybe some experience and the master degree, for example. But I don't, I don't think that's a requirement. However, I think that if you are hiring someone to lead a team, I think that the amount of experience has to increase, and also the an advanced degree is required for that person, for that position. I'm sorry. So a PhD, I would say.
And when you say lead, do you mean just be a people manager, or do you mean like a leadership position, kind of like a head of research or higher?
Yeah, I think more a head of research, leadership role, where you find if you find that you need someone that obviously leads a team, so there's a managerial side to it, but equally important, if not more, is the leadership and the vision, the strategic role, the capacity to influence product decisions. I think all of those require an advanced degree and or considerable amount of experience.
This is very interesting. Let's dive into this. Let's dive into, for head of research, should head of research have an advanced degree, which you've said is could be a master's or a PhD. Why do you think that they should?
Well, I think to have an advanced degree, you have learned certain skills that are required for the job, and skills like how to put together a research design, how to evaluate research, how to read results from research done by others. These are all basic traits that you will have if you have an advanced degree. A PhD, and I think they're necessary for the job of leading a research team. Do you agree?
I'm not sure. So why do you think they're necessary? Like why? So especially if they're a head of research, is it that you expect the head of research to be doing quality control with like ICs, checking these types of things, or you know, that could be delegated to a manager? That so why does the head of research need those skills?
Because otherwise it will become very difficult for you to separate true signals from false from false signals. Like if you are not able to evaluate directly the quality of a piece of research that arrives in front of you, you will be in a very vulnerable position. Of course, you can have people in your team that report to you that have that skill. That I understand that. That's okay. But you remain vulnerable. You are that much more vulnerable if that person is not there, or for whatever reason, you don't have that person on the team. So I would say that is critical. Also, the other aspect is that as part of a PhD, you become an expert in something, whatever that is. I don't know. It's usually very specialized, but you become an expert in something, and by having walked through that experience, you can actually then help your direct report to become themselves experts and in not necessarily in the same area that you are an expert, but in something that is related to research. So you can be a better people manager too.
Yeah, I think the way that I think of this is that there's probably, it's very context specific. I imagine that there's some companies that you really want that head of research to be extremely advanced in. It might even be in a particular topic. Like you might even want them, you know, like in the past we've talked about trust. You might want the leading trust expert to be leading your research, if especially all the research that's coming out of there is mostly related to trust. But it's not to me obvious that should be a pretty general rule, because there's a lot of skills, I think. Like when I look at a leader, I'm looking for someone who has the ability to motivate. And so if I have to trade off a little expertise for a little bit more motivation, or the ability to motivate or to lead others or to influence stakeholders, I might do that. Or one of the big critiques that research has is right now is around the ability to attach what we're doing to business outcomes. And so maybe somebody who can actually think about business problems and understand how to translate what we're doing, why it matters to the business, I think that's very important too. And I think there's some context you might need those skills even stronger. You might trade off a little bit on the expertise because the opportunity cost. Somebody was learning, maybe they were getting an MBA instead of getting that master's at some point. Like maybe they have an undergrad in psychology, they went and got an MBA. They made a decision or something to trade off some of that.
Yeah, I see that. My argument here is not that the two things are in opposition to each other. I actually think it's an end. Like I agree with you. I don't think that, you know, domain expertise is required in all of the roles, even leadership roles, right? And I think that having the capacity and learning how to influence the product decisions, that is largely something that you acquire in the job, by doing the job. So, but I still think that you need an advanced degree for a leadership role. Again, I'm saying and not necessarily. I don't think that the advanced degree by itself will be sufficient, but it is necessary in my mind.
Music in this episode is called Sardana by Kevin MacLeod. You can find more of his great work at incompetech.com. Now, Paolo and I are just getting started on this topic. Make sure to join us in part two, where we unpack some beliefs that we have that shaped our positions in this episode. See you soon.